AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
The truth is hard to come by these days unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us for the free-for-all. We've got a special guest, but let's get the team on the field first. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Chip. Here waiting for the good rain to come from Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some areas north that are looking forward to those to that rain, no question about it. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, it's great to be here, Chip. Looking forward to it.
All right, and let's head over to Ohio. We've got Ohio farmer and president of Rural Voices USA, Chris Gibbs. Chris, welcome back, man.
Chip and folks, good morning. Glad to be here. I'm with Jim. Hey, I can take a little bit of the Ian rain on my pastures. The crops are pretty much done. But, hey, we'll take it on the pasture anytime.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, let's head over to Kansas and bring in Senator Jerry Moran. Senator Moran, welcome back to AgriTalk.
I'm really glad to be back with you. And I learned something this morning. I have this view that you're all sitting around with a cup of coffee in your hand and you're just kind of shooting the breeze and you're all in the same space. Yeah, and I just figured out this morning that my Norman Rockwell view of all of you is not true.
No, we've got Chris in Ohio, Sean in Alberta, and Wiesmeyer in D.C. So, and I'm sitting here in Northeast Iowa. It's a beautiful day here today. How are things over in Kansas?
Well, it's a windy day. I'm just thinking that maybe the hurricane is sending some wind our direction. It's a nice cold breeze blowing pretty heavily. I'm going through near Spearville, Kansas, on my way to Dodge City, and the wind turbines are pumping out power as I drive by. Spearville is the windmill city of Kansas.
Gotcha. What do you got planned over in Dodge City?
Well, Dodge City today, announcement and groundbreaking for Hillmar Cheese Company of Hillmar, California, opening their third cheese plant and bringing it to Kansas. They are in California, Dalhart, Texas, and now Dodge City, Kansas. And it is a major $1 billion investment in our state. And, of course, jobs that come with the cheese plant, but significantly even more jobs that come in the dairy business. I don't know that Kansas is often thought of as a dairy state, but it should be, and it is one of the, we've had a lot of growth, but I can remember my entire time in public policy, which is mostly is about how do we keep rural America alive, been involved with the efforts, particularly in western Kansas, to get a cheese plant to our state, and today the ground will be broken.
Very cool. Very cool. Like you said, the dairy business in Kansas has been expanding. This is only going to make it bigger, isn't it?
Absolutely. This involves new dairies coming to Kansas, as well as utilizing other dairies that are already here. In southwest Kansas, we have small dairies across the state, but in southwest Kansas, in western Kansas, they are huge, tens of thousands of head of cows.
Yeah.
And we expect four new dairies to accompany the arrival of Hillmar. And I just stopped in the Register of Deeds office in Edwards County, Kansas, talking about what's going on with land around here and whether there is, and they certainly were aware. The Register of Deeds was certainly aware that there is the talk of a couple dairies coming to the county next door.
Yep. So when I think about dairies, and especially large dairies like that, I think about the water requirements. And that's got to be part of the reason that you know, the dairies in California are getting smaller with the water issues all okay and check out for this new plant?
Yes, they do, but it's not simple and it's not it's not without its challenges, and certainly we have the need to try to do better. I can't remember whether I was on AgriTalk after we finished our annual conservation tour. I was in Finney County, that's Garden City, just to the west of Dodge City, Kearney County, Lakin, and we do an annual, how do we look at resources in Kansas? What farm programs work and don't work? What's the private sector doing? What's the conservation groups insisting on? And the topic of every conservation tour I have, and certainly true in Southwest Kansas a month ago, was water conservation, water quality, new technologies, and we survive and prosper in this part of Kansas because of the Ogallala Aquifer.
Yep.
And it's recharge. We need to have a lot less drought than we've been having, and we need to make certain that we are using that water efficiently. And already those conversations, those were conversations that were taking place with Ilmar well before they decided to locate their plant here.
Very cool. Very cool. Jim, what have you got for the senator?
Well, with the waiver again this week due to the Hurricane Ian, Senator, can you put to rest the odds for the Jones Act being deleted? Because I get a lot of emails each time that it's waived, but I just don't see it being repealed. Do you?
My impression, having been around this issue for as long as I've been in Congress, and certainly hearing from both sides of this topic, I don't think I wouldn't call it anything permanent in Washington, D.C., but I share the view that you just expressed.
Okay.
But a waiver is something that's doable, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with some of the rail issues that we've got in the country, it seems like we need to be doing things to make it easier to move product around the country, not restricting how things move.
Yes.
Well, argument is made. It's made in various forms over a long period of time. But particularly, I would say, with a Democrat majority House and Senate, I don't see that change occurring in this environment. And whatever happens in the United States Senate following the election, there will not be 60 Democrats or 60 Republicans. So I just think it's very difficult to make any changes in the law.
Okay. Interesting. Has there been an intelligence briefing that on the Nord Stream pipelines and the vandalism?
Not specifically that topic. Certainly in regard to Ukraine and Russia's intrusion and what Russia is now doing now, I'm an appropriator for the intelligence agencies. So it's always easy for me to say I can't talk about this. But in this case, I can't talk about it because I've not had and members of the Senate have not had a briefing specifically related to Nord Stream. I'd use it I think things are very dangerous in Ukraine and around the world as a result of what Russia is doing and may do. But I'd use this in a domestic conversation to say all the more reason for the United States to produce more energy, be more energy independent, not specifically or totally relying upon the new electric view of the world and vehicles. I'm an all of the above policymaker. I want wind and renewable fuels and solar. I want them to have a future, but it is crazy on our part not to be producing more natural gas and more oil. And as we particularly look at the difficult times in agriculture, I mean, one of the things I think in the farm bill is that that's coming up, Title I needs to be altered because the cost structure of production agriculture is woefully unsupported with the input cost of what we have today, and that's led by diesel fuel, natural gas, fertilizer, and all the things that we think about that's going on in Europe with Nord Stream means that we ought to be producing more for ourselves and for the rest of the world.
Yes. Well said. Boy, and on the input side of things, Hurricane Ian, Mosaic Company down in Florida providing a lot of the phosphates for the country. This storm is going to cost billions, isn't it?
It is. This is another development in the world of phosphates. The past administration put in place, while this administration continued, tariffs on phosphates coming from places outside the United States, something we've been trying to get changed at a time when we ought to be encouraging more phosphate availability. And you just reminded me something I hadn't thought of. It's even more important now with the results of the hurricane with Ian in Florida. We ought not be diminishing the availability and certainly ought not be increasing the price artificially of phosphates.
Very good. Very good. Senator, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Congratulations to Kansas for getting Hilmer Cheese. That's going to be a big boost for the economy out there in Western Kansas. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all. And
all right.
I'll continue to think of you sitting around the stovepipe and having a cup of coffee. But
that's cool.
I now know it's not true.
All right. That's very cool. Thank you so much, Senator Jerry Moran from Kansas. Jim, Sean, Chris, stick around. Free for all.